USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is cheering introduction of a comprehensive immigration reform bill.
The bill being introduced is much of President Biden's vision, which includes addressing some key components of what he feels needs to be modernized in our system.
That is, U.S. Border Patrol agents say in January they arrested over 7,200 people traveling as families, compared to about 4,500 in December. NASA's most sophisticated rover, Perseverance, has landed safely on the surface of Mars.
That's unconfirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
Rover originally launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida at the end of July. Perseverance has traveled nearly 300 million miles on its journey from Earth to Mars. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz heads to Cancun while his state is in crisis.
Outrage from many in Texas as Senator Ted Cruz is photographed in a United Airlines lounge as well as boarding a flight from Houston to sunny Cancun, Mexico, while the state he represents is in trouble. Cruz issued a statement that since his kids were out of school, he allowed them to join other friends in Cancun and that he only escorted them there, spent the night, and returned to Texas. No matter the reason, the optics aren't good. The death toll in Texas from the cold is near 30, with reports of many freezing to death inside their homes or from carbon monoxide poisoning of those desperate to stay warm in their cars. The numbers are sketchy, but there are millions without power or water that is safe to drink. For some, now on day four. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
More than 6,000 Toro snowblowers are being recalled. The 2021 PowerMax snow thrower reportedly posed an amputation hazard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Drug maker Pfizer said Wednesday that its COVID-19 vaccine may offer reduced protection against the South African variant of the virus. A new lab study showed the vaccine was still able to neutralize the virus, but its antibody protection was reduced by two-thirds. Andy Slavitt, the White House senior advisor for COVID response, tells CNBC that the vaccine still exceeds the threshold for it to work against the virus.
It is less effective, but still above the threshold. So what does that mean? When I ask what does that mean, they basically say there's a threshold at which the vaccine has to surpass in order to work. And these vaccines appear to work above the threshold. So while it's less, people are feeling pretty good that the vaccines are responding and creating antibodies, although not as many. So will it require an amendment? That we don't know.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers in the South Carolina House passed the Fetal Heartbeat and Protection from Abortion Act in a 79-35 vote. In protest, most Democratic lawmakers walked off the House floor. The bill protects unborn children after a heartbeat is detectable, typically about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The state Senate has already passed the legislation, and Governor Henry McMaster has promised to sign the bill into law. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.